Okay, today I want to talk about a topic. Today we were learning Akdamas last week. Today I want to take a break from Akdamas. I want to talk about a different topic. The topic of Yom Tov Sheni. Shavuos from all of the Moadim represents the ultimate din of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. The reason I say that is because when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the easiest of them all. The new month is declared by Beis Din. There's no way for anyone to know, even in Eretz Yisrael, different parts of Eretz Yisrael, when is Rosh Chodesh, because you don't even have one day. Well, Beis Din declares that today is Rosh Chodesh. How are people supposed to know if you can't travel on Yom Tov? So in Eretz Yisrael, we know that everyone keeps 2 days. When it comes to the other Moadim, you have, when it comes to Pesach, you have 15 days from Rosh Chodesh until the Yom Tov, 15 days for the messengers to go out and tell people when Beis Din declared the day to be Yom Tov. Comes to Sukkot, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have 10 days. So again, Pesach is 15 days, Sukkot is... Yom Kippur is 10 days. Sukkot, those people who missed out, do not aware when Yom Kippur was. But when it comes to Sukkot, they have a few more days to find out. But Shavuos seemingly is not a problem, because Shavuos is always 50 days after the first day Pesach. It does not depend upon Rosh Chodesh. So being that it is not dependent on Rosh Chodesh, always going to work out. Rosh Chodesh is going to go, there's always going to be one day Rosh Chodesh, Sivan is only one day. So seemingly there should not be a need for 2 days Yom Tov when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why then do we observe in Chutz Liyaretz 2 days Yom Tov when it comes to Shavuos? The answer is Loiplok. Once already we observe 2 days Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, for Sukkot, and for Pesach, in order to be mechazik, to strengthen the concept of Yom Tov Sheni. Chazal insisted we observe 2 days Yom Tov even for Shavuos, even though there really is no need to do so, because it appears that even the most distant parts of Klal Yisrael, parts of Golos, will be able to receive word within 50 days of Pesach. Still, Chazal did not differentiate between the two. They were mechazik the ending of Yom Tov Sheni, and we observe 2 days Yom Tov. So it comes out that when we are observing the second day of Shavuos this year on Monday, it's purely a takon of Chazal, a minig avoseinu biyodeinu, even though we know kviya diyarcha bezmanas, we know when the calendar is. And it's the whole time. Eretz Yisrael, they only observe 1 day. What do you mean? Well, Rosh Hashanah, they observe 2 days for a special reason, because even there was not possible. It was not possible. Well, there was really more to Rosh Hashanah. Let's leave out for now Rosh Hashanah. Let's only focus on the other Moadim. So it's purely, when we observe 2 days Yom Tov Shavuos, it's purely minik avosinu biyodeinu, it's purely midin takonas chazal, it's a din derabbanon to be mechazek the inyan of the 2 days of Yom Tov. Okay, now, what I want to talk about, very briefly, I didn't have, did not adequately prepare this topic, but I have here this sefer called Imrei Baruch, by Rav Baruch Simon, on Toikef HaMinag BaHalacha. We used this sefer a few times in the past. It's a relatively new sefer. He has here a fantastic chapter where he discusses in great detail the sugya of people who are visiting from Chutz Liaretz in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov. Are they required to keep 2 days Yom Tov or keep 1 day Yom Tov? Very common shaila. You are a resident. You live. You have citizenship, you have property, you're a full-time resident in America, and you're going to spend Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. How many days Yom Tov do you observe? 1 day or 2 days? So he discusses this at great length, and he presents it. You know, there are a lot of write-ups on this topic, but here he has a very, very beautiful, very elaborate write-up, and he goes through all of the Yonim. I just want to touch upon some of the main ideas. Okay, the first idea is to understand there's a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritva. Everything comes back to the Rambam and the Ritva. What is the machlokes? What's the yesod of the Rambam and the Ritva? Why originally, let's go back, originally when they established a takana to observe 2 days, for whom was this takana to observe 2 days? The Rambam says it has nothing to do with Chutz Li'aretz. Okay, the Rambam is very clear. Absolutely nothing to do with Chutz Li'aretz. All has to do with regard to where the messengers could reach. If the messengers could reach a location that was in Eretz Yisrael by the time it came Yom Tov, then they only would observe 1 day. If a messenger could not reach a community, even if they were in Eretz Yisrael, they would observe 2 days. There were certain parts of Eretz Yisrael originally that they were traveling bands. There were wars. There were wars between Galil and Yehuda. And no one was allowed to travel between one region and another region. So messengers were not able to reach, get into another part of Eretz Yisrael to tell them what the Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael decided as to when Rosh Chodesh was. So then even in Eretz Yisrael, those communities observed 2 days. Now what about in Chutz Li'aretz? Well, there are certain parts of Chutz Li'aretz where they can easily reach. They were on the border of Eretz Yisrael. They were very easy. They could reach. So wherever the messengers would reach, they observed 1 day. Now he goes on to say, then what happened? What happened was, Chazal said the Sanhedrin was batel. The Sanhedrin was batel, and they made a takana that from now on, because we're no longer going to establish when Rosh Chodesh is, minhag avoseinu b'yodeinu, continue doing what you were doing. If last year, the last Kuf and Klal Yisrael, you were observing 2 days, we want you forever until Mashiach comes to continue observing 2 days as a tradition, to preserve tradition, even though now we're going to establish a calendar and everyone's going to know the exact day. We're going to be experts in Kviya D'Yarcha. Still, you must continue doing what you were doing last year. Now, before you go further, I want to throw out one point, and the reason why, and this is a very interesting idea, is why did Chazal say we want you to continue doing what you're doing until now, even though now we're going to establish a calendar? Because you never know what's going to happen. There may be Chazar Hadavar Likilkula. Who knows? There may be Gezeros Chas V'Shalom, and the Goyim are going to interfere with the calendar, with time, and you're not going to know anymore B'Kviya D'Yarcha. You're not going to be certain when the calendar is. Therefore, to play it safe, you have to observe 2 days Mikan Ulhaba. Now, for us living in modern times, it sounds absurd. How could it possibly be in modern times Chazar Hadavar Little Kulo, we're going to lose track of time, we're not going to know when Rosh Chodesh was, and when is the proper day to observe Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? It sounds absurd. But yet, what?
I think a couple of years ago they changed, they added a second one to the earth.
So you're saying you never really know. That's exactly what maybe Chazal Panayin, who knows, maybe one day the garment, the world will get together and say, you know, we're going to add a day to the calendar. We're going to make Shabbos is going to be Sunday. They added a second. But you never know. Chazal said this 2,000 years ago. You never know what's going to happen. You never know the confusion that may result before Mashiach comes in what the Goyim will do. Okay, you know, you talk in the Holocaust, in the concentration camps, they lost track of time. Not everyone knew when it was Yom Tov. It was a big deal. People had to keep secret calendars to know when it was Yom Tov. Right, but people had no track of time. The prisoners, the inmates, they didn't know. They didn't know when time. They weren't given calendars. People had to keep track on their own when it was Yom Tov, when it was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. They had to keep track. So Chazal, 2,000 years ago, they said, "Listen, even though today we are experts in the calendar, we are no longer going to be Mekadesh Al Pi Riyah. We're going to follow a formal calendar. You never know if the something will go. Will there will be a tkuf in history when there'll be confusion?" And therefore we want to play it safe. We want you to observe 2 days of Yom Tov no matter what. And therefore, whatever you were doing last year, continue doing mikan ulhaba. So now let's explain the chiddush of the Rambam. And this is a very, very big chiddush. What the Rambam says. Well, what?
The other way also, they observed only one.
If you observed only one until now, you could keep on observing one. So this is what results according to the Rambam. What I'm telling you now, it appears to be not la halacha, but this is what the Rambam says. What we do pretty much follows the sheet of the ritva, which we'll come to in a few moments. Therefore, the Rambam says, let's talk about Egypt. And I don't know what they do in Egypt today, but he says in Egypt, did they, at the last kufa when there was a Bezdin, did they send messengers to Mitzrayim to tell them when Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh? No. Do you know why they didn't send messengers to Mitzrayim? Because there were no Jews living in Mitzrayim during this last period of time, during the time of the Bayis Sheni. During the last coup of the Bayis Sheni, there were no Jews living in Egypt. Or maybe there were Jews, but they could not travel there because it was dangerous. Even though it says it doesn't, Rambam writes, it only took the most 8 days to go from Yerushalayim to Mitzrayim. They could have traveled, they could have got there, but they didn't go. So because they did not go to Egypt the last to Kufa when they were Mekadash al Piriyah, Mikanu l'haba until Mashiach comes in Mitzrayim, they must count 2 days. There were certain parts in Eretz Yisrael where they didn't send Ashley lists off all a whole long list of places that during the last period of time in Eretz Yisrael, they did not send messengers. Therefore, now that they made the takana was continue doing what you did last year. Last year you observed 2 days, continue observing 2 days. If there were parts in the world where there were significant communities of Jews living, and messengers were sent, and messengers reached them, then if you observed only 1 day during the last tekufa of the Bayis Sheni, continue doing what you were doing and observe 1 day. You have to continue following tradition. Now that comes out in an incredible nafkamina, which this is the Briskas. The Briskas are very into the Rambam. You all know the Briska family, they're very loyal to the Rambam. All the Soloveitchiks, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the whole expanded family of Soloveitchiks, and all of their Talmidim, and the people they have influence on. There are Briskers and Eretz Yisrael who live in Yerushalayim that observe 2 days Yom Tov, L'chumra, to some degree. They don't do Melacha on the second day of Yom Tov. They keep, well, Yom Kippur is a little bit different. Maybe that's an extreme Chumra, but at least when it comes to Melacha D'Oraisa, even in Yerushalayim. Why? Because who is to say that the place where you're living in Yerushalayim today, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash existed and messengers were sent, that they sent messengers, that there was actually a community of Jews living in this section that observed 1 day Yom Tov. Yerushalayim of modern times is not the Yerushalayim of 2,000 years ago. We don't exactly know in great detail where everyone lived, where the Jewish community was. There could be that where people are living today in Yerushalayim, it was just fallow. It was an empty piece of land. It was then a piece of land. In this section, there was no observance of Yom Tov period. There was no one living here. So when the Takana of Chazal went into effect, according to the Rambam is very clear, continue doing what you did the year before the Takana was put into effect. If you were living in a city where they observed 1 day, you continue observing 1 day. If you lived in a city they were observing 2 days, you observe 2 days. If you find yourself living in a new community, in a new location that no one ever lived in before, you have to observe 2 days. Because you have to follow, you have to assume that had I been living here, make believe I would go back in a time machine and put myself over here in this location when there was a Beis HaMikdash, would a messenger come to me and tell me over here in this location I should only observe 1 day? No one was living over here. So this was by default. The default is 2 days, unless you live in a place where a messenger arrived and you were told to live there 1 day. So pretty much anywhere outside in Chutz Liaretz, or any place in Chutz Liaretz, any place in even in Eretz Yisrael, where messengers were not sent, you need to continue observing 2 days, Bizman Hazeh. And that is why Briskers, the Soloveitchik family, the Machmir, even in Eretz Yisrael,
even in Yerushalayim,
and maybe not in the Old City, I would assume not in the Old City, but in the expanded part of Yerushalayim, outside the Old City, they observe L'chumra, they don't do Melacha on the second day Yom Tov.
They
put on tefillah. They do everything luchama. We'll discuss all the variations. But let's say luchama not to do melacha d'oraisa. At least that much. Anything that's a melacha d'oraisa, they will not do based upon the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Yesod is whatever you did the year before the takana, continue doing after the takana. And if you don't know by default, it's 2 days. And that apply, and it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with Chutz Li'aretz. It all has to do with where the messengers were sent. Were they sent to the city? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, good, only 1 day. If the answer is no, 2 days. If you do not know, you have to be machmir and assume it's 2 days. Okay, we're going to have all different ideas in a moment. This is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says this is the way the Takana works. In Eretz Yisrael, it's true, there are places in Eretz Yisrael where messengers were sent, and there are places in Eretz Yisrael where messengers were not sent. They were not sent either because no one was living there, or because there was a civil war going on, and people were not allowed to travel, or there was government, the Roman government already controlled part of Eretz Yisrael, and they did not allow Jews to pass certain areas. Jews, messengers did not go. Or there were parts where messengers were sent in Chutz Li'aretz, there were parts that messengers were sent, but most of Chutz Li'aretz part was not sent. Along came the Rabbanon and made a takana, we're going to go Basar Roiv. Since the fact is, the majority of Eretz Yisrael observed 1 day, the whole Eretz Yisrael now Mikan al Haba will observe 1 day because we are experts in the calendar. In Chutz Li'aretz, being that before the time of the establishment of the calendar, the majority of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Li'aretz, observed 2 days, so even the few places that we know for a fact messengers were sent, too bad, you have to follow the majority of Chutz Li'aretz and now observe 2 days. So according to the Ritva, it's an incredible chiddush. There's a new takana, we're establishing a calendar, there's going to be Kviya D'Yarcha, but we're going to preserve Minhag Avosenu B'Yodeinu, but the rules of Minhag Avosenu B'Yodeinu are going to operate a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Li'aretz. And why is that distinction valid? Because the Metzias was the majority of Eretz Yisrael did observe 1 day, so the Milut follows the majority. Everyone now observes 1 day only if you are in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in the boundary of Chutz Li'aretz, we don't care what you did until now, since the majority of Chutz Li'aretz observed 2 days, so everyone has to observe 2 days. Minhag Avosenu B'Yodeinu. This is the Takana according to the understanding of the Ritva. So the fundamental, that means if you live in Eretz Yisrael today, it doesn't make a difference where you live, as long as you are within the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Now there's certain parts of Eretz Yisrael which are questionable if they're really part of Eretz Yisrael. Kibbutz Sheni, Eilat. There are certain regions, go all the way up north, how far north you can go, because this is not necessarily part of the Kibbutz Sheni, the time of Ezra HaSoifer, if they conquered this section of the land. But if you're definitely in Yerushalayim, anywhere in Yerushalayim, anywhere in the main part of Eretz Yisrael, there's no question according to the Ritva, you observe 1 day, no questions asked. And if you observe 2 days, you're over on the Loisa Se of Bal Toisef, if you observe 2 days. What? Purim depends upon Yoras and Mekaf Eschaimah. That's a different din. That's an entirely different Mekzayin Shulchan Aruch. Have to be a walled city. A walled city means most Yeshua ben Nun. That's separate. But what about? What? No, that's a din of Yoras and Mekaf Eschaimah. That's an entirely separate din. That's a topic. That's not a topic of day. That's not a calendar issue. That's an issue of the city is surrounded by a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. A totally separate issue, halachic issue. So we have here a major, if you, every time you want to talk about this issue of what do you do in Eretz Yisrael, you have to start the starting point is the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ritva. The Rambam Yisrael has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Liyaretz. It has to do where did the messengers reach. Chazal froze time. They made a freeze. We're now establishing a calendar. It's going to be a Takana, a Minog. Do what you did last year. If the messenger reached you, continue. The messenger didn't reach you, continue. Even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Liyaretz, tradition is the Iker. Follow your tradition. Today we've lost track of the tradition in Eretz Yisrael. We don't really know what went on Eretz Yisrael 2,000 years ago. And that's why we're stuck. We're really stuck, and that's why there's a very big tzad to say in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 2 days as well. And indeed, this is the shita of the Soloveitchik family. The Ritva, nothing doing with tradition. It's the takana was, they made a split between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Liyaretz, because Chazal at that point in time employed the rule of Roiv. Since the Mitzias was Roiv Eretz Yisrael, one day, Chutz Liyaretz Roiv, two days, you draw a line, a red line, and that's where it starts and stops. Now what's the very big problem? The very big problem is if you look, Puk Chazi Ma Amad Devar, go out and see what the world does. We're not even up to yet what happens when you go, when you travel, when you cross the border. Let's just talk about where you are a resident. Go see what people do today. Go to Eretz Yisrael and go look. Are people observing Eretz Yisrel 1 day or 2 days? So besides the Soloveitchik, which probably many of them even probably don't even observe this minig anymore either, probably just like Yechidim of Yechidim, okay, the family members and the extended family don't take upon themselves this Chumrah, but in Eretz Yisrael, you observe 1 day. Okay, that's the way it is. Let's not make believe here now. You go to Eretz Yisrael, if you're a resident in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to observe 2 days. You can probably count the people on your finger who can observe 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Liyaretz, people are observing 2 days, even people across the border. Okay, I know there are Jews in Syria today. Are there any Jews who still live in Syria today? There are, so I can't imagine they're observing 1 day. Maybe there's some tradition, they observe 1 day. They observe 2 days because they're in Chutz Liyaretz. During the time of the Baal Shem, do the messengers go there? There are definitely places on the border on all four sides where messengers would reach. But today it's not accepted. They observe this. So if you go Puk Hazi Ma Amad Devar, it appears that the Olam has accepted the sheet of the Ritva. And this is very problematic. When do we ever follow the Ritva against the Rambam? So he has a discussion of Herschel Schachter, has a very Hebrew room of Herschel Schachter, and a Sefer, and Rav Herschel Schachter says, I've got his name, is Sefer. He brings a discussion. What? Eretz Atzvi. He goes through this very bizarre thing that look what's going on now. With the Ritva over the Rambam. Since when do we follow like the Ritva over the Rambam? So he says, well, maybe the Ritva is a Basra. We always follow the later Rishonim. And the Ritva was significant, I don't know exactly how long, how much later, but it was significantly later than the Rambam. It does not appear that the Ritva ever saw the words of the Rambam. He doesn't quote the Rambam. It could be that the Ritva never saw the Rambam. So he never knew what the Rambam said about this matter. And, but on the other hand, what's shocking is that the Beis Yosef, who came after everyone, of course, the Beis Yosef, he doesn't deal with the Ritva. The Beis Yosef paskins on the majority of the Rambam, the Rosh and the Rif. And the Rosh and the Rif are silent on this matter. There's no comment from the Rosh and the Rif on this matter. The only one left standing is the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Minug Avosenu the Takon, the Rambam is clear as day, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, all based upon tradition. And according to the logic of tradition, a whole Eretz Yisrael pretty much today should follow 2 days, because we don't really know what was going on then, and the default is 2 days according to the Rambam. We should be following 2 days. And yet that's not accepted. So it's a little strange. Where exactly did it evolve the minhag to follow only the shita of the Ritva and not the Rambam? Okay, now there is Rav Shmuel Salant. He was machriya. Thank you. Rav Shmuel Salant, he was machmir. He was machmir that you should really hold 2 days l'chomer. Okay, I don't look appear too well, so I don't know. Maybe we'll leave that for another time with all the details of the Shmuel Salant. Yeah.
Have residences in both places, Israel, of course. I'm sure it's a modern China. You literally have there. You spent so many months here, and then so what's your step?
Okay, so you're asking now the next step. Okay, you're asking the next step. The next step is what happens if you travel. So we've so far just laid out the machlekes.
Residences. No, I'm saying you have residences.
Okay, well, so we're coming to travel. That's the next level. The first level is, there are two levels to this question. And the reason why it's important, because you can't really go to level two unless you have a clear foundation, level number one. And that's why we're presenting level number one. Let's talk about, you only live in one place. I only live in Yerushalayim. I live in a new section of Yerushalayim. And I can almost be certain, you can't be certain for sure, that no one lived here 2,000 years ago. This is newly developed land. No one level has been expanded in part of Yerushalayim, the new Yerushalayim, the expanded Yerushalayim. So, according to the Rambam, L'chor, you have to keep 2 days. According to the Ritva, no, there's nothing to talk about, you only keep 1 day. And we're dealing with deraisis, because if you keep 2 days, so you're only supposed to eat matzah 2 days in a row, and you make a bracha, asher kedushan b'mitzvah, tzvon v'alachilas matzah, you're over bal toisef. Not only are you not getting a mitzvah, but you're over on the loisase bal toisef. So this becomes very problematic. So you have the Ritva and the Rama. Okay, now let's go to level two. Now you're going to see how we do take into consideration the sheet of the Rama when you come to level two. When you start traveling, I own real estate, let's say nowhere, or I own real estate in both places, and I go from one place to another place. Let's say I live in America. Well, let's say you primarily live in America, and I go to Eretz Yisrael. What do I do when I come there for Yom Tov? Do I observe 1 day or do I observe 2 days? So there are two major shitas of Achroinim who deal with this. The Chacham Tzvi, it does not appear to be anywhere in Beferish in the Gemara. There is one sugi which they want to explain is discussing the Shaila, but it's subject to a lot of debate. But let's assume that it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. This is a new Shaila. When you travel from one location to another, you live in America, you come to Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars Eretz Yisrael, do you observe 1 day or 2 days? So there are two shittas. There's the Afkas Reichel, and there is the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you observe 1 day. Since now it is established that we follow the Ritva, and the Ritva says you observe in Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. If you are a visitor in Eretz Yisrael, even if you own real estate, you own real estate in America, and you're parnos in America, and you're just here to, you're here to visit in Eretz Yisrael, the mokoim is a mokoim of 1 day, and you only observe 1 day. Had you been living during the time of the Beis Hamikdash Yekayim, and you were living in Chutz Liaris, think about it like that. That's part of the major logic of the Chacham Tzvi. If you, let's make believe you there was a Beis Hamikdash, and you were living in America, and you had parnas in America. How many days and it was time of Chazal, time of when there was no communication, shluchim would not go. How many days would you observe in Chutz Liaris? Of course, you would observe 2 days, right? If you were living in Chutz Liaris and the Shluchim did not reach your community, how many days would you observe? Two days. You decide this year for Pesach we're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to Yerushalayim, and you come to Yerushalayim and they're observing 1 day. How many days do you observe? 1 day. This is before the Takana. Before the Takana. So now they made a Takana. The Takana they made, Bizman Hazeh, can't be better than it was in the original times. Right? It can't be better than it was in the original days. If I lived in Chutz Liaris, I observe 2 days. If I come to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, I observe 1 day. So now, just because you live in the year 2015, Tav Shanayin Hey, just because, so if I come from Chutz Liaris to Eretz Yisrael, it should be different. I should observe 2 days because that's what I did in Eretz Yisrael. The Takana Chazal made, even though that would, you know, be exits, be the Yarchei, that shouldn't, and therefore observe 2 days. That just means in Chutz Liaris, keep on observing 2 days, even though you know the calendar. But if you're going to go and do something that you would have done if you're living during the time of Shabbat, Sunday, Shaykhani, you'd only observe 1 day, so certainly you observe 1 day.
Well, you couldn't interrupt, but by going to Eretz Yisrael to a place where the Mesh had not gone, Even that?
Okay, it's in a chanami. Let's assume that like the chamtsvi, in a chanami, the chamtsvi is going like the ritva. The chamtsvi is going obviously like the ritva. The whole area. Okay, very good. You see, you're opening up the mahalach of the afkas shoychal. You're saying it's very good. You're touching upon the issue. The Chacham Tzvi is not really dealing with that problem. But basically, if you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, to a Mokom where now everyone is observing one day, it cannot be worse than it was in ancient times. You're asking, but wait a minute. In ancient times, even in Eretz Yisrael, they only observed one day in isolated locations. So the only reason why you're observing one day now in Eretz Yisrael is because of a takana. That same Takana told you who live in Chutz Yaretz to observe 2 days. So when you start traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Yaretz to Eretz Yisrael, so you have to maintain the Takana that was applied to you. You're right. The rules of Eretz Yisrael have changed, and the rules of Chutz Yaretz have changed. So we're living now in a new world. You're living now in a new world. When you come from Chutz Yaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you also have to observe. You also have to observe this. You're saying very, very good. Even Mizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, who says the King David Hotel they observed 1 day. In the King David Hotel they observed 2 days. So you tell me, because I'm coming to a land now and everyone over here observes 1 day. Why is everyone in Eretz Yisrael observing 1 day Mizman HaZeh?
If I came from Eretz Yisrael to America,
yeah,
the Mokum is the place.
So that's another question. You're going in the reverse order. In the Chanami. So according to Chamsi, you also observe 1 day because you're B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the Kriya D'Yarcha. But let's take a step back. Right now, Bizman Hazeh, it's a very important point you're making. Right now, Bizman Hazeh, why is everyone observing 1 day? He asked the average Israeli. It's Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's Eretz Yisrael. You observe 1 day. That's not the reason why you observe 1 day. It's because of a takon of Chazal. Takon of Chazal is, we made Kiviyah D'Yarcha. We have established a calendar. And we know we're experts in the calendar. And even though where you're living, the vast majority of people who live in Eretz Yisrael today, their messengers never went to this location. But the Takon is a calendar, and the calendar has told us when the day is, so everyone observes 1 day. It's anyway a Takon. So the same Takon was people living outside Eretz Yisrael, they should observe 2 days, no matter what. If you're part of the community that observes 2 days, and you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep on doing what the Takon told you to do. You're a resident of Chutz Yisrael, so you have to continue doing what you're doing. This is really what borders upon the Svar of the Afkas Reichel. You have to continue doing what you're doing. Now, if Harold Shachli says a very beautiful idea, would you tell touches upon another major issue in this sugya. This that Chazal established that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're going to make a calendar and we're going to be experts in the calendar day, but we still want the people to outside Eretz Yisrael to observe 2 days. Here's the issue. Is this a takona or is this a minhag? It's a very, very big difference. A minhag, in some respects, is stronger than a takana, and a takana, in some respects, is stronger than a minhag. There's a halacha that if you have certain minhagim, you observe, you have a certain minhagim, and you go, you travel, you cross the border, you go to a location where they observe different minhagim. It's the first the Gemara, you are obligated to continue observing your customs. If you're planning on going back where you came from, don't do it publicly. Don't go and aggravate the people by doing your customs in front of them. You have to do it in secrecy. But when it comes to minhagim, a minhag has tekef, you must continue preserving your Jewish customs when you come to a new location. And if you're planning on going back. Yeah, those are minhagim. Anything which is in the category of a minhag, you must continue preserving. But a minhag, in one respect, is a week. A minhag is not a takon of the rabbanon; it's a custom. Then there are things called takonos. Takonos means laws. Laws that have been laid down by the rabbanon. There is nowhere, anywhere in Chazal that says you have to observe a takona. A takona that was established in one community must be observed in a new community as for visitors. I'm a visitor. I now observe the takonos of the host. The takonos where I've come from no longer apply to me. So if Herschel Shachter wants to suggest that part of what the disagreement between the Afkas Reichel and the Chacham Tzvi also touches upon what exactly did Chazal do when the Bayis was Choraf. The Bayis was Choraf they established a calendar. And they said, we know when the day is. So theoretically, everyone should observe one day. But, minig avoseinu biyodeinu, we want the people in chutz liaretz according to the shita of the Ritva, or according to the shita of the Rambam, the people to continue doing what they did last year. We want them to observe 2 days. Has that been established as a takana, or is that has been established as a minhag? If it has been established as a minhag, and now you cross the border, you have to keep on doing your minhag, because the laws of minhag demand that you continue. If I observe 2 days in Chutz Liaretz, I have to observe 2 days when I'm coming to visit Yom Tov and Eretz Yisrael. But if the only reason why I was observing 2 days in Chutz Liaretz was because of a takana, an enactment, not a custom, it follows different rules. The enactment was as long as you are staying in Chutz Liaretz. But if you are a visitor in Eretz Yisrael, then the takanas do not apply, and they only observe 1 day. So we come away with two yisoides. Number one, we come away with the machlokes to Chacham Tzvi and the Avkas Reichel. If you are a visitor, Chacham Tzvi says you observe 1 day, zehu. If you observe 2 days, you're even bal toisef. The Avkas Reichel says you observe 2 days. Two different ways to understand the deeper meaning behind their disagreement. Number one, let's have Herschel Shachter. Is the original enactment a minhag, which requires you continue doing what you're doing, or was the original enactment a takana? Number two, let's go back to the roots. Are we working with the Ritva, or are we working with the Rambam? If you're working with the Ritva, 100%, then the Chacham Tzvi makes sense. There's an Eretz Yisrael, and there's a Chutz Liaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. It's a new zone. Chutz Liaretz is Chutz Liaretz. If you're working with the Rambam, so even though the minhag today is to follow the Ritva, but how can you ignore the Rambam? You can't just ignore it. So it's maybe you ignore the Rambam at least when you're living as a full-time resident in Eretz Yisrael, you could ignore the Rambam. But when you're a visitor and there are other issues, then you don't necessarily have the leniency to go with the Rambam 100%. You have to take into consideration that with the Ritva 100%. You have to also, since I am a person who generally observes 2 days, I'm coming into a new zone. This is a very big question. Should I change my custom? It's like you put you on your chazaka. Keep on doing what you're doing, especially when what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael anyway is questionable because it's only based upon the sheet of the Ritva. And who says we follow the Ritva? We should follow the Rambam. Keep on follow what you've been doing 2 days. So you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, be sanech on the Rambam. You also continue doing 2 days because even the takana was only a takana to continue for the people in isolated areas of Eretz Yisrael to do 2 days. And no one really knows what happened 2,000 years ago. So you'd have to be machmir. So there's another reason why there's room to be machmir. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very, very much in favor of the Avkas Reichel. All the truths are geared 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Nothing to talk about. Those that go to Rav Moshe, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days, even if you own real estate, he says, in Eretz Yisrael. And even if you're planning to live in Eretz Yisrael, because he says today people go back and forth until you've been there a few years and show that you're committed to remaining here, you got to keep 2 days until you come. You can buy real estate, you can live there until you know for sure this is my makom. You got to keep 2 days. If you come there as a visitor, for sure 2 days. You come there, you buy property, still keep. You come even with your wife and children, still keep 2 days until you're certain. That's the Rav Moshe. A lot of Gedolim today are not like this. A lot of Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael today, they go very much with the Chacham Tzvi. Lubavitch Mechlal, Lubavitch holds 2 days. No, wait, what does Lubavitch say? He has a whole people in 1 day? Like the Chacham Tzvi. I don't know, he has a whole piece on the Lubavitch. But a lot of Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael today are very much on the side of the Chacham. It's like a trend. On the side of the Chacham Tzvi, even a tourist, you won't be hard to find a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, a heavyweight rabbi that will tell you, oh, you're a tourist in Eretz Yisrael. You observe 1 day. No?
No, I don't know, but lately I've been hearing something about a day.
All right, so people do the machmir. What they do is, They have these chumas. They have all the various types of chumas. They keep, they do malacha. They don't do malacha. You don't do a loisaseh. You don't do a malacha. But what about davening? Davening, you daven like choil. You put on tefillin. You daven a nusach of choil. You don't do malacha. What about eating matzah? Eating matzah? Do mitzvahs? So some don't do it at all. They don't do malacha, but some do mitzvahs when they don't make a bracha. Like you leave matzah, no chametz you won't eat. The 8th day of Pesach, you won't eat chametz.
You can't eat matzah because it's...
You can eat matzah, but will you make a bracha of alachilas matzah? Will you make a bracha of alachilas maror? So people will eat matzah, they'll eat maror, but they're not going to make the brachas. They're going to make a barbi adama, but they're not going to make brachas. So there is a trend where you follow both. L'chumra. You primarily observe one day. The second day you'll wear davening, the davening of choil, and you'll wear tefillin.
No seder.
What? Some make a seder, some don't make a seder. Those who make a seder are careful not to say the brachas. They'll say the Haggadah. They'll I don't know how they work it out with Dalakos. I don't know if they can. It could be they don't make Kiddush. But they'll eat matzah. And they'll eat maror. Say Abdullah from someone else. There are many variations. Then there are people that just hold 100% 2 days. I grew up in a generation, okay, I still same generation, with B'nai Torah, they kept 2 days 100%. You're a guest, you learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year, you're there for Yom Tov. 100% 2 days. You make a seder with all the brachas of the Yom Tov Chol. No questions asked. This is the sheet of the Amos Reichel. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Understand? But there are definitely very significant groups in Klal Yisrael that don't follow this. They follow either a day and a half, they call it, a day and a half, where they observe one day in the Machmer, the second part, or there are people that just one day and that's it. One day, and the second day, that's it, you're on the bus and you're off to the races. And the Israelis that come here also, then it's another Shiloh, primarily it's only one day. So these are the majors, the names, the Rambam, the Ritva, Avkas Reichel, the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Moshe, Rav Herschel Schachter, some of the Yesoidais of the issue of crossing the border.